Well, the sound of many flapping sails here on another windy day, day three of Scandia Sail for Gold Regatta, and that's the sound of laser radios coming back in fairly late in the day. Hard, punishing conditions for all of the sailors here, 1,070-odd of them. But, Matt, interesting set of results throughout, and it does show, I think, as we go through the results, that the good guys are getting through, aren't they?
It does. I think there is a pattern starting to appear. It's still early days. We're only halfway through. This is just the third day, but even so, there is a pattern coming through. It's also, this is the second really breezy day we've had, and it's been right on the limit some of the time, well, a lot of the time, actually, today. And it's starting to show who the heavy weather specialists are as well.
It certainly is. The track classes featured online with the tracking has been the RSX inside the harbour, and still pretty rough in the harbour.
Yes, it was surprisingly rough. I mean, we all think of the harbour as being quite a sort of tame place as far as sea state is concerned, but certainly down by the breakwater in this southwesterly, it was pretty lively down there. And really exciting to watch the RSXs in a whole load of breeze. I think we've got so used to, certainly in the last two Olympics, got so used to seeing them pumping their way around the course. So we tend to think that that's the way they sail, but today it was full on, flat to foot flat to the floor, blasting around the course. Very exciting to watch.
And Cotton's Britain's medalist showed his form.
He certainly did. Yes, Nick Dempsey went out and got two bullets, and he was absolutely on fire today. He was screaming around the place. Not only was he sailing faster and smarter than the rest of the fleet, but he was nailing the ley lines like no one else could today. And each time he did it, he just gained more and more. So a really very strong performance from Nick Dempsey. He'll be very pleased with that. It means that it's pulled him up to first in the fleet. He's actually sharing first with the Kiwi sailor, JP Tobin. But a great day for both of them, but a great day for anybody who supports the Brits, and Nick Dempsey's up there.
13.5 knots upwind and 24 knots downwind, so they were hanging around knot.
No, exactly. They're just absolutely flying. It looked spectacular.
Also sailing in the harbour were the sonars in the Paralympic classes, but the others were held back because of the very strong breeze. And the match racing came into the harbour, and actually it was worse for them because they got more damage.
It was, yes. They'd been on what will be the medal race course for the last few days, just off the Nove, and they came round the corner into the harbour. And they hadn't realised quite how, well, a lot of them hadn't realised just how flat the water was in that area around by the Nove. And they came round and it was really quite punishing for them. And we watched these Elliott Sixes plane downwind. We watched Chinese jibes. We watched all kinds of action. Very interesting.
Well, the action certainly was pretty hectic at the slipway as well, because the wind being offshore here meant that you had to back out astern and then bear away. Now, that's okay if you're on a laser or a 470, but if you're on a 49er, that makes it a little bit tricky, and there was one or two capsizes on the slipway.
Yeah, there certainly was. The 49ers had a hell of a day today. They were right on the limit as well. And very interesting, though, it's still, even though it was... It was at times, it looked like a demolition derby out there. It was still the same people, certainly, who were at the front end. It was the Sabello brothers, who didn't actually complete one of their races today and still sit at first overall. So they're just stamping their authority all over this class. But from the British prospects have been something that's been much discussed. We've discussed it a fair bit about the wealth of talent that we've got and the difficulty that is facing these selectors at the moment. But maybe there's a pattern starting to appear. Pink and Peacock, John Pink and Rick Peacock, are currently lying second overall, and they are the best Brit. Next come Morrison and Rhodes, they're lying fourth. Then it's equal between Paul Brotherton and Paul Asquith, who are ninth, and Draper and Greenhouse, who are tenth. So we've still got, or the Brits have still got, four teams in that top 10, but it looks like there's starting to be a pattern appearing. And remember, whoever wins this event goes on to the test event in August.
Okay, whilst we're on that page then, let's look at the stars. Ian Percy's had, same as he did last year, not a particularly good start, but seems to relish in the rough weather that some of the other stars had trouble with.
Yes, well, as you say, Ian Percy and Andrew Simpson. They actually started on the back foot this regatta and posted some disappointing results for them, but they've been slowly grinding their way up through the fleet. They seem to like the punchy conditions today, and they've ended up fifth overall, so pretty respectable really. And they also look like they're going to continue climbing, but they've got quite a long way to climb because Robert Scheidt and Bruno Prada still dominate this class. They're lying first overall, and we've got Freddy Loof and his crew Salmonen in second place overall, and they're not going to give up that place too easily either.
No, today's a good day, of course, for results, because you can now bring in the discards, and people are discarding, like Ian Percy discarded his 22nd and has leapt up the positions.
Yes, indeed. And someone else who is benefiting from being able to discard a less appealing result is the Irish sailor Annalisa Murphy, who is now leading the Laser Radials. And she was on fire yesterday when we were out on the Laser Radial course, and today she did just the same thing. So she's now leading it. So discards are coming into play, as you say, Steve, because today when we look in the Laser Radial fleet, Annalisa Murphy, the Irish sailor, she's managed to discard a much bigger result earlier on today, and that's put her first overall in the Laser Radial class. Now, yesterday she was on fire, and today she was on fire as well. So she's really stamping her authority on this fleet. For British prospects, it's been a good day as well in the Laser Radial fleet. Charlotte Dobson is up into fifth in the Laser Radials, and Alison Young is in eighth. So that's really shaping up to be really quite a good match there, and good news for British prospects in the Laser Radials. But in the Laser Men, there's more good news for Nick Thompson, who leads overall in the Lasers, and that's a very impressive performance as well, because again, you know, we keep saying it's been very, very hard work the last 2 days. But there's one man in the British camp, at least, in the Laser fleet, who's going to be a little bit concerned, and that's Paul Goodison. At the moment, he's lying eighth overall. Now, Nick Thompson has been his sort of local sparring partner in many ways, but with Nick Thompson in first and Goodison in eighth, Goodison's really got to pull something out of the hat to get the place for the test event. And the other worry is that at eighth, he's actually starting to get a little bit close to that 10-place cutoff for the medal race. So I think Paul Goodison's got a lot of work to do this week.
OK, looking down some of the other classes, it's all been happening out there.
It has, yes. Ben went out there and hit two wins today. If we're talking about people nailing success,
yes.
Ben is really stamping his authority over the Finn fleet. And Giles Scott is lying second overall. So another example of the dominance in the Finn class with the British teams. And Hannah Mills and Saskia Clark in the women's 470s, they're also first overall by a 10-point margin. Now, they've had a very interesting time this year. They're a new pairing, and they're still discovering the dynamic between them in the boat. So that's extremely good news for them.
Yes, a good result. It was a bit hard, I think, on them. They were in the top 10, obviously, in the rough weather racing today. But they've done very well to stay in the top position by, as you say, some 10 points from their nearest rivals.
Yep. Now in the men's, it's Belcher and Page who are actually running away with this event so far. In the 470 men's, they're lying first overall. And then when we look at the British prospects, we've got Patience and Bithell who are lying sixth overall. So they're standing a good chance of being into the medals. And Nick Rogers and Chris Grube lying ninth overall.
Okay. I think the only class that we haven't particularly covered, I think, is the women's RSX. And we saw Bryony Shaw doing fairly well today.
Yes, she was doing well. She was right up there in the frame. One of the races that we saw, we followed in particular, she was up there in second and really going great guns for it as well. So that's good news for her, and to be right up there in the frame. And so overall, today has been definitely a day of a big breeze and some exciting racing and some really inspirational performances by some people. But on the subject of inspirational performances, our featured interview today, this has to be one of the most inspirational interviews I've ever heard. It's Keith Harris, who sails a Scud. Now, Keith is severely disabled. I mean, severely disabled. He can only use his tongue, and he's sailing a Scud out there. He wasn't sailing today because they didn't race today, but he talks about what it takes to sail with that kind of a disability.
I understand, well, he's in the Scud 18 with the Great British team. I understand that you operate with Joe Frith, is it your partner?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I understand that you, because you're paralysed and you can only sail the boat using your mouth. Can you explain to us how this works?
Well, I caught a flu virus when I was 6 months old, and it damaged the nerves that controls movement. And back then, my consultant told me that after a few months of being disabled, he said, the only decent muscle in your body is going to be your tongue. I quickly realised how true that was, because after 36 years, I developed a range of equipment which I use with my mouth and tongue, my computer, which I do website design on, do my own websites, do everything on the computer with my tongue, drive my wheelchair, and now the Scud.
Well, that's remarkable, and obviously sailing as a whole event, I've been talking to many Paralympic athletes, and it's an event that really banishes any stereotypes about disabled people, because you can do a lot with equipment such as this. You can do most things that able-bodied people can do.
Yeah, well, I been quite fortunate, because up until 5 years ago, I was sailing a radio control boat in my local park.
So that must be brilliant to go from 5 years now, 5 years on, you're sailing amongst some of the best athletes in the world. Yeah. That must be remarkable.
Yeah, it's quite amazing, really. I've been racing for 5 years in the Access Travellers Trophy Series at sailability clubs all around England. I came second 2 years ago in Access 2.3, which is a 8-foot bathtub.
You and Joe are at the back end of the fleet at the moment, aren't you? But it's understandable, really, because Joe's only been sailing for 2 months, did he say?
Yeah, she's been in her late 40s. I hope Joe doesn't mind me saying that. But she sailed when she was a teenager, stopped, and she's only taken it up again in the last 6 to 8 weeks. The first race here was her first ever race.
That's... I didn't realise that, and I suppose the aims for the rest of the week really aren't to try and, well, win any races or come higher. No. It's just to get more experience of it and do your best, isn't it?
Our goal is not to come last.
Well, yeah, that's a good goal for anybody. I know the Scuds have got quite a lot of good British sailors in. I think Alexandra Wickham, is that?
Yeah.
Tell us a bit more about the team. It's quite strong this year, isn't it?
Yeah, well... I'm part of the Scud Transition Squad, which is made up out of the remaining Scud teams, David Durston, Christine, Alex Hobden, and Kate Mannerings. We're all in the Transition Squad, coached by Matt Greer.
I've heard that you might be looking for a bit of a sponsorship. Is that... I know it's a bit cheeky to give a bit of a shout out, but is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, that's the biggest problem for all of us. We're all looking for as much help as possible. Anything helps. You can go to my website. Can I give my website?
Yeah, go for it.
It's excalibur-sailing-team.com, and you can find all our details on there.
Well, it just shows you that this event has got many remarkable athletes in it, and if you want to sponsor Keith, go to that website, have a check it out, and good luck for the rest of the week. I hope you do well.
Thank you very much.